Commanders, Eagles, and Angels. This is Rainbird, and I'm pleased to welcome you to Hard News on Friday night on BBS Radio Station 1. We're grateful you're joining us. And we'd like to set the tone for the evening. So let's take a few gentle breaths. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, slowly, gently, intentionally. Let go of that dross of the day. And go into your heart space. And gather with your guides, your guardians, your totems, your spirit team, your ancestors, whoever you like to journey with that kimi drum with. And there's a council fire. It's in the center. So let's come. Let's gather around this council fire in that virtual way we know how to do. as we call in the seven galactic directions in the Mayan tradition. We welcome from the east the path of light, a wisdom open in the dawn that is upon us, so that we may see things clearly. We greet from the north the house of night, a wisdom mature among us, so that we may see everything from within. We welcome from the west the house of transformation. May wisdom be transformed into right action, so that we might accomplish what must be done. We greet from the south the house of eternal sun. May right action give us the harvest, so that we might enjoy the fruits of the planetary being. Welcome from above, the house of paradise, where the star people and the ancestors gather. May their blessings reach us now. And we greet from below, the house of the earth. May the being of the crystal planet's heart bless us with its harmony, so that we might end war. And we greet from the central source of the galaxy, which is everywhere at once. May everything be recognized as the light of mutual love. Ayam, Hunaku, Even Maya, Even Ho. Ayam, Hunaku, Even Maya, Even Ho. Ayam, Hunaku, Even Maya. Ima Ho, all hail the harmony of mind and nature. You stay wherever that drum beat took you. Thank you, Kimi Drum. Okay, with the Mayan record of days for today and for the week ahead. So I want to say Happy Mother's Day, Friday the 13th. As we look at this three east, the white electric wizard, that's the Mayan day, the kin, as it's called. So here's the mantra. Well, let's look at it first. We've got tone three, which is the electric tone. And so that's bonding, service, and activate are its three keywords. And tribe 14, east, the wizard. And it's the significant words, enchant, receptivity, and timelessness. So here's the mantra for today, for the white electric wizard, 3E. I activate in order to enchant, bonding receptivity, feel the output of timelessness with the electric tone of service. I'm guided by the power of endlessness, and that's the mirror. And so we have the electric tone of service as our guide today. And what is that one? Yeah, it's skipping me. I'll get to it eventually. So I'm guided by the power of endlessness. That's the mirror. The ally today is the serpent. The challenge teacher today is the seed. So that's Kikchong is our ally, and the seed is Khan. And our caught guy today is the hand, which is Monique. And so that's what's up for today. Let's look at the wizard just for a few minutes and see what else we can learn about the magician here. This is a visionary aspect, and that we're with the electric tone today. So we're activating these energies with that electric tone. So we're working with this visionary aspect, and our work with each is illumination for others and clarity of mind and purpose. And we have these gifts of being that shaman, that jaguar priestess woman, that using that jaguar medicine. And we have the gift of integrity and working in accordance with divine will. So we're letting go of any control or power, personal power issues, or any manipulation as we embrace these energies today. And then moving on to tomorrow, which is Saturday, March the 14th. And so we like to call that Pi Day. So it is a four man, the blue self-existing eagle. And man is the four tone is the self-existing tone, giving structure to that eagle visionary aspect. It's about our commitment to service and moving consciousness to source and reconnecting with all creation. So spend some time in nature on Pi Day. And we have these gifts of independence, that belief in ourselves, and we're letting go of any feelings of despair or dissociation or any illusion of separateness as we embrace these energies tomorrow and make a pie. And then on Sunday, we have a portal day, and Teed, the yellow overtone warrior. This is the warrior aspect. It's about trusting our journey and bringing awareness of right action. So we have these gifts of that communication with the divine, with this warrior aspect. So we're accessing, we have that access to cosmic consciousness as well. So let's embrace these energies as we let go of any limitation, restriction, or hesitation. And it's a portal day, so we have that extra dimensionality right along with it, and we're moving right into the higher dimensions as well. So lots of good activity for Monday to do our work. And then on Sunday. And then on Monday it's a sixth kaban, the red rhythmic earth. That rhythmic tone, it means that we also have the guide tone is also the earth. So it's a double kaban day. The earth and the healing aspect. So we really are the keeper of the earth, and we're activating earth, or not activating, but having an awareness of earth energy. So we embrace these gifts of our access to planetary harmony and being that balancing point and using our intuition. So let's let go of any separation, any failure to read the signs, or any dissociation as we embrace these energies on Monday with that rhythmic tone. So that good movement with working with the earth. And on Tuesday, it's a seven Etzmav. It's the white resonant mirror. And it's also St. Patrick's Day, and it's also Purim. So we'll work with all those energies as we embrace this warrior energy of Etzmav, the mirror, with that resonant tone of seven. And it's about working on our groundedness and that wise use of honesty, and it's about self-understanding. So we embrace these gifts of the mirror. We're scrying the unseen for the fluidity and the persistence that it shows us. As we let go of any illusions of separation, any fear, any abandonment issues as well, illusions. And yeah, and that then moving on to Wednesday, it's a nine kawak, the blue solar storm, and it's also the new moon. So let's look at this nine kawak, the visionary aspect. Well, let's look at the new moon first, because it's at 9:23 p.m. daylight time. So if you're on the West Coast, it's going to be 23 minutes into the 19th. And so we'll look at that with the new moon aspect for the Western time zones. New moon will be on the 19th. So let's look at this Kawak energy. It's a visionary aspect. It's about creating transformation for others and lighting clear thoughts. So our gift with walk or that possibility of freedom and that power of catalyzing. We have a lot of that to do. So let's let go of any addiction to crisis, any despair, fear, or any illusion of separateness as we embrace these energies on Wednesday with that nine tone. And that nine tone is a solar tone, and it's putting those three trees into action. It's a lot of movement with that solar tone in that new moon. So take care, be aware of all the allies we have in the ways we do things. So Thursday is a Tanha Hal, the yellow planetary sun, and the new moon for the people who are west that way very early in the morning. So it's a healing aspect, and it's about rising to Christ consciousness, striving towards wholeness, and transmitting energy to others. So there's a lot of that to do in the world today. Let's embrace these gifts of possibility thinking, unconditional love, and the God self. We are all an aspect of that God self. So let's let go of any limitation, any separation as we embrace these energies. On Thursday, that 10 tone of manifestation, we can do some good work on Thursday. And then on Friday, when we come back, it's an 11 Emish, the red spectral dragon. And that'll be a 111 number. It's the first glyph, and it's an 11 tone. So we have that numerology working with this day as well. So here we are on this artist aspect with Emish, the dragon. And it's about creation, it's about self-dependence and trusting in the universe and clarity of mind. So we're embracing these gifts of being that source of creation, the gift of the beginning, and letting go of any illusion of lack of support as we embrace these energies. And we'll talk about that some more next Friday when we get back together again. So I'd like to take a few minutes to do the housekeeping as we are a listener-supported radio program. It's all of us that make it happen, and we are cutting down our hours with BBS Radio, so our weekly is only going to be $184, and we still need to put in extra to pay our back bills and make sure that we get them paid up. So, and we can, we're still working on sending $400 a week, at least, and as we have it and can send more, that's a good thing. So here's how we do it. Go to bbsradio.com, click on Radio Station 1. You'll see the listing for this program, the hard news on Fridays. And as you go to that listing, you see an icon there, and it's listed at the 8 o'clock hour on Friday, so the Central Time listing. And click on that icon. That'll take you right to our account where you can make a donation in any amount. And thank you for taking that action. So we're also assisting Tara and Rama with their needs and living expenses. So they need $130 this week for the GEICO bill. All their other bills are paid for the debt from last week. So we're in good shape. There and they need $200 in living expenses as well. So if you make a contribution to Tara and Rama, you want to go to paypal.com and then you want to put in the sending address as Koran, KORAN, 9999 at hotmail.com. So I'll do it again, Koran 9999 at hotmail.com. And then it should say when you send it in, they might ask you if it's what it's for, and you say a gift or a donation, which is what it is. And it should also say 2013 Rainbow Roundtable right there, that that's the account. And I love it because it's got that 2013 fractal right there. So that's a good thing. It's a good energy. So anyway, that's the right spot. Thank you for taking that action. As you're sending something, let Ron know. And his email address is Koran999 at comcast.net. Let him know what you sent and when you sent it, because he's not checking his other email that's connected to that. So it makes it a lot easier for him as he knows. And then what else? Yeah, the mailing address. If you want to send a check or a money order in the mail, the address to send it to is Ram D. Berkowitz, R-A-M D. Berkowitz, Berkowitz, Post Office Box 280-280, Santa Cruz, New Mexico, 87567 is the zip code. I'll say it again. Ram D. Berkowitz, Post Office Box 280, Santa Cruz, New Mexico, zip code 87567. So there you have it, all the information. 13 thank yous and honey in the heart. We're so grateful. And Ronald, I'm passing this talking stick to you. And it's got a lot of green on it. It's because I guess St. Patrick's Day is coming soon. Oh, those pies. Everybody's got pies. You're celebrating Pie Day early. But so, here's that talking stick. Greetings and welcome, Roman. And I'll stay with you and co-host. Here comes that
You
talking
come.
stick. Rama, are you there?
Yeah, sorry about that. Greetings, everyone. This is a 13-13 day, as Tanya Gabrielle was talking about, and it's 12 plus 1, Mother. 13. It is Friday the 13th, Mother's Day, as we call it. And what's happening is there is a ginormous, huge, I don't even know how to describe it, across the sun right now, a big, big coronal hole. And the energy's coming in from what Stefan Burns is talking about is that as this is meeting up with the equinox energy, spring equinox coming up, things are escalating exponentially with everybody and everything. This is why Aurora Ray is talking about our nervous systems. We need to keep our nervous systems in balance and not get into any kind of stuff that throws our nervous systems off. And they're pushing as hard as they can with what's unfolding. It is very big because they are pushing, like Amy talked about today, that I just have to say that what is going on right now since this whole fiasco started, it's not about Iran at all. It is about the Epstein files, which, members of Congress are dealing with, and it's huge because it goes around the world. It is affecting everything going on. And to bring it right to home, right here, New Mexico, they're digging up bodies at the Zorro Ranch. And people have gone over the rainbow courtesy of Mr. Epstein and Mr. Trump and a few other folks. This is really big and needs to be dealt with immediately. And a friend of mine named Michelle from Santa Fe told me there are five girls missing in Santa Fe, and we don't know what has happened to them. The movie Sound of Freedom comes to mind. As everybody has kind of seen that, I don't really agree with what the producer director has done. He's gone in the wrong direction, supporting Mr. Trump. And whether it's money or the corruption or what, his life has been threatened. I don't know. Yet 5 girls are missing. This is huge. And it's not, it might be being talked about in the local news around Santa Fe, Albuquerque. It is big because we're blazing the violent fire, holding everyone in that sacred circle, council fire of the violent flame. It just, touched me deeply that Michelle sent me a text today and just said, please put this in the circle of support tonight, because I know one of the girls that's not here, and we don't know what happened to her. Blaze the violet fire. I just got to keep repeating that. And, it is a time, as a family of light across the planet, we hold the light no matter what is going on. This is so big. And I got a message from the King of Swords today and Mr. X, and I don't even want to say his name, but the so-called Secretary of Defense has gone off the rails, and he is, basically saying out there, no quarter in that sense. Just, he wants to wipe Iran off the map. That's not going to happen. Mr. Keshe knows what to do to render all the technology just sitting in the water like rubber duckies. And he got to leave it there because he knows he is directly connected to the Mahdi and Kalki Maitreya and Horus. That's another version of the Mahdi in different parts of the planet, in the Middle East particularly. He did what Admiral Sananda Kumara did, or his stand-in called Hammurabi, who was a lookalike for Yeshu to the letter. And he, didn't die on the cross. Nobody died on the cross. That's all just, the story. It is about the blood sacrifices that have gone on for almost 26,000 years, and like what Lord Kryon of Magnetic Service is going to talk about here as I play this, the fog of war. And it is huge with what is happening right now, because they want to obfuscate, distract, do whatever they can to divide and separate the people from their hearts, from their minds. And there are more of us than there are of them, yet they are us too, as they, wipe the fog of war and the spell that the Dark Lords have cast on them. That comes from the ancient timelines that go all the way back to the fallen angels, the Nephilim, some of the great silent watchers that came here and tinkered with the timelines to reverse stuff and create the matrix that were, it's falling apart every single day. Lady Nada told me today, 800,000 people in Lebanon have been displaced. And it is about the so-called state of Israel and the United States. And Lebanon, Hezbollah are not the enemy. What is going on is our mad, they want to be dictators, yet they don't even know how to do that because they're not cognizant enough. They're trying to play with it to the nth degree, yet it is not good. And the members of Congress since January 6th, I got to bring that up. That was not any sort of peaceful demonstration. That was insurrection. And there is a cure for insurrection, high treason. Those are the words. I don't need to say any more. But it is about that exact subject that needs to be handled. And Bernie Sanders, Miss AOC, Miss Elizabeth Warren, the others that know Saint Germain know what to do, and I'm praying they get on it right now. I don't know, I left a message on Bernie Sanders' message machine today and just said, please call in Saint Germain to get on the podium and call for the provost marshal generals to do, or the provost marshal general to do what he needs to do to take into account the unlawful acts of high treason and insurrection. It's really big. What I could read. Just a second. I'm getting a bottle open. Water.
Give me the cap. Thank you.
It is so all-encompassing, and like Aurora Ray said, our nervous systems are what keep us connected to the higher realms down into this realm with our seven chakras, nine stars above our heads, and connecting with the higher realms, our Merkaba vehicle that is right here, right now. I am seeing so much kind of like chaos and weird stuff because people are being influenced by the old timelines, old archonic energies that are trying to hold on, and they can't. Every moment they are being met with the violet flame, the emerald green ray, the sapphire blue ray in the last few days. I have been watching Lord Michael here in the physical, just using that sapphire blue Excalibur, cutting away all the old cords of the old timelines. It's big. I'm gonna play this piece here of Kryon, Lord Kryon, the fog of war. He is describing in detail, what has been going on for the last 26,000 years right up till now. He talks about 2030, yet many teachers, masters talk about how nothing happens till 2030, and I agree to disagree because I'm seeing it in real time right now with the energies. 13 deer showed up today, along with two golden hawks over by Sun Mountain, and they just formed a circle around me without not even asking them. They just showed up, formed a circle, looked at me. We began the Adi Shakti, Adi Shakti, Namo Namo. That energy transforms all this old energy. I'm going to pass the talking stick to Lord Cryon. Here we go.
These dear ones, I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. I titled this particular message, The Fog of War. It's being given when there is a war on this planet, and so many are asking questions about it, mainly due to some of the channeling that I've given before. The fog of war is because there is a fog where you don't know what's coming. You're not really certain of what'll happen next. You're not sure what the ramifications are. It's always foggy. War is this way, dear ones. It always has been. But there's more to this fog. It has to do with what some are thinking, some are understanding, and some are not. So I wanted to come at this time to give you perhaps what you hadn't heard before. I've been channeling now for 37 years. Most of the channeling in that time had to do with a cosmology of the human race. I'm going to explain that in a moment. But not all of you have heard these things, things that I would like you to hear, things that have a great deal to do with what is going on the planet at this moment. There's a great deal of misunderstanding from those who are metaphysical, who always felt that at the end of this shift, there would be some kind of an enlightened time. Angels would come from the sky. Everyone would think different. Sounds a lot like scripture told you. It's a little more realistic than that. But dear ones, it is something you need to hear because things are happening on the planet. Did you notice? Did you think everything was just the same as it always has been? Or have things then shuffled a bit, gone in different directions than you thought, made you afraid, perhaps? That's what I want to talk about. I'll start with the cosmology. Some have heard this, some have not. For many, many years, the ancients looked at the stars. It's all they had to look at, basically. And a few of the civilizations, they became specialists at it. The Mayans were one of those. They calendarized everything, and they were very good at that. But they're the ones through their observatories who noticed that this Earth has a wobble about it. And they timed the wobble. They could project how long that wobble was from start to finish before it started again. And they realized it, notated it, and you can see it in their calendars. Because the wobble was 26,000 years. That's how long it took to start and stop. Far longer than they were here. But they organized a set of calendars around it. There were five. Each one was 5,200 years. You had just passed through the last one, and you knew it. The last one ended in 2012. A lot was made about it, a lot of incorrect information given about it. Many movies took it to the bank, as they say. How many of you knew what that really was about? That was the last calendar of the five. It started 5,200 years ago with Egypt, with a new awakening, with a whole new idea of what God was spiritually. Each one of the calendars started with some kind of an awakening in humanity. Some of them have been lost in history, history before history, that you'll only discover later. But you are familiar with the last one. This last calendar was important because at the end of that calendar, the 2012 calendar, they also gave predictions and what it was about. The Mayan had calendars out to the year 4000. It was not the last calendar. They continued that which was the ongoing creation due to that wobble. At the end of the wobble, there is what is called the precession of the equinoxes. And you can see that in the skies. All of these things, these predictions, were not just the Mayan. They simply calendarized it. American Indians knew it. The Hopis knew it. The Peruvians knew it. So many of the ancients had looked to the skies and realized something that is not then well known today, not even believed today, and thought of as perhaps insanely stupid, that consciousness might actually work with the cosmos.
Yeah.
How many of you are into astrology? That is an example of the cosmos working with human consciousness. With that which is the grids of the planet reacting to that which is the grids of the solar system, all of that, the magnetics, the gravity, coming into play with the consciousness of a human being. Even still, there are those who would laugh and say, that's not believable, Cryon. Oh, really? Tell me why the police and fire departments put on more people in the full moon. What does the moon have to do with consciousness? And they will not be able to answer, except that statistics will tell you that at the full moon, there are more activities. The word lunatic came from this. It has always been here. And through history, there were the shamanics who knew it and taught it. It's not new. Cosmology has something to do with human consciousness, dear ones. What did the Mayans say at the end of this calendar might occur? They've written it very clearly. They're written on the walls of some of their temples. That beyond the calendar that exists today after 2012, there was the opportunity for the greatest change in consciousness that humanity had ever seen. An elevated consciousness. That if you made it past the 2000s, this is the consciousness to expect. Major change in the way human beings think. That's the cosmology. That's the setup that I want to talk to you about today. Now, perhaps you hadn't heard that before, didn't know that before. What it means, the first, is that everything is on schedule. It's on a schedule that was known by the ancients. There are so many wringing their hands and saying, how can this occur now? What is it when we're supposed to have good things happen that all of a sudden there is this? What if I told you that this is expected? It's what humans do. Some months ago, at the end of 2025, I gave information. It was information that was surprising to so many people. When you take a look at the predicted years of the shift, the precession of the equinoxes, approximately when it started, the middle, and when it ends, you're going to see the pattern, the one that I talked about, the one that I've been channeling about for 37 years. And here it is. 1994 was the beginning of the shift. It took 5 years to actually get into a very difficult time. It became more difficult because the old energy was gearing up, you might say, for a battle. The battle that would occur mostly in the years of the 2000s. Now, before I go any further at all, does that sound familiar to you from any scriptures you might have had from your church? It's everywhere for you to look at. It was going to be the years, the 2000s, where you might have the Armageddon, the rapture even. There would be difficult times. How many of your movies have targeted a nuclear exchange as the end of the world just about now? And the answer would be a lot of them. That seems to be a prevailing thought out of the consciousness of so much of humanity. The now is the end of the world. Now is when it all changes. Well, you might say you're right. What if I told you it's the end of an old world? The Mayan calendar, it was replaced in the middle, you might say, of this precession of the equinoxes. 2012 was the years between 1994 and 2030. Those were the years of the shift. Now I've given you the cosmology. Those are the years of the shift. It took 5 years to get into it from 1994. It's going to take 5 years to get out of it in 2030. When I say get into it and out of it, the measurement that's astronomical I'm giving you, it's the cosmology. The timing is not metaphysical. It's from the Earth. It's measured by the wobble of the Earth. It's measured also in what is expected in consciousness, what the ancients said. This is not something that has been gleaned from the pages of a Kryon book. This was way before I ever got here. Dear ones, I'm here to help you through this, to make you understand what it is. 2026, listen carefully, is the first year of five coming out of the shift. 2026 carries an entire different energy than this planet has ever seen. You might say the planet has been an endless circle, like a train that circles around perhaps a Christmas tree, and it goes nowhere. It just chugs along, and then it runs over the same track over and over and over. And this is what your history has been like, and you know it. War after war after war, it's the same energy. One war leads to another. Sometimes it's the same war with the same players. They simply take a break and continue. You've seen this. It's the most dysfunctional thing that a human could do. Trying the same thing over and over and expecting different results. And suddenly, there's a sighting on that track. And if you do, perhaps with free choice, something special, you will be able to take that sighting as humanity and get off that track. And you did. And you did. The beginning of the precession of the equinox showed that. I called it the snowball rolling down the hill because I saw it coming. Things were changing. This is the beginning, perhaps, of the indigo children as well that I spoke about. All of these things were a change of consciousness that is slow. I want you to remember that. Things happen slowly with consciousness, the planet, all changes. They don't happen instantly and automatically. Sometimes it takes generations so that one generation can get out of the old energy the other generation had. This is not new information. You even saw this biblical when in the story of Moses and the Israelites, they walked for 40 years in the desert, a whole generation, because you could not take those from an older energy and put them into the promised land. Moses didn't get to go either. What does that tell you about how long some of these things change and go to change and take for change? The war is here. Some say, what a surprise, what a shock. We never thought this would happen. And if you say that, you are proving what I have told you. This is an energy on the planet you have never seen before. If I could give you that which is the overwhelming energy, it would be that of solutions, closing loops, and the end of uncertainty. This is the beginning of a five-year time. This war of yours will not last that long, dear ones, you'll see. But it will have forever lasting implications. You will see for the first time new affiliations, perhaps with countries that would not have done this otherwise. You always had the choice of how to do the things that are being done now. Whether you could have done them perhaps with negotiations or economic pressures over time remains to be seen, because those days are gone. But what is happening right now is human produced, not spiritually. You have free choice to make the changes, but I want you to notice some things. This is not a surprise war. If it were a surprise, why would the munitions be stacked up by the thousands, perhaps tens of thousands, getting ready for it? It's almost like the players knew it would happen, and perhaps they could get out of it and have it never happen. This is the free choice you had. But the humans chose to do something radical, and here it is, the fog of war, complete with the grief, the sorrow, the horror, the heartbreak. But look at this for a moment. When did the war occur? right out of the blocks, you might say, of 2026. The year that I told you was the most different energy this planet will ever see. It's the beginning of coming out of the shift. I informed those perhaps who are listening who believe you're old souls that it's going to be better years for you because it's an elevated time where your consciousness is starting to move dimensionally into places where you're going to be able to help more people than you've ever been able to before. That's what this is about. Those who listened and understood that this is perhaps coming out of the shift and your best year, I was not speaking about the planet. I'm speaking about the old soul who might be listening to this, who is feeling it within themselves and understanding. You're here for a reason. What if indeed you're changing dimensionally? What if indeed you are understanding what compassion really is? More than that, that you can now put it on the field. You can send it to those who need it more. You can temper the grief. You can shorten the war. That's what we're talking about. That's who you are. Humans have always been so impatient, especially for what they felt might be coming. You get the ticket for the train and you wait and you wait and it comes on schedule. What if the train had no schedule? But you had a ticket that was forever and you could know that you were going to have the train. Would you wait or would you toss it aside and say, took too long? Here we are with a shift of over 30 years and the first year coming out of it. And only in the third month of the first year, and so many light workers are tapping their toes and saying, what is this? You told us it would be different, Brian. Dear ones, have a little more wisdom. How long will these things take?
I'm going to have to stop it there, and we're going to the conference call, and we'll pick this up when we come back, and Mother will have some things to say about this. The number for the conference call is 720-716-7301. And the PIN code is 353-863-POUND. Thank you so much. Sat Nam. Greetings, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. Here we are going to end with, the last little bit of Kryon and then Snotnam Kar, and then Mother has a few words to say for a little bit. Okay, this is where we left off. Here we go. He has just a few more words to say.
Peace for their children in the future. Food for all of them, and a way forward in education. More and more mothers are weighing in on what they want for this planet. And what you're seeing right now is a result of some of that. The fog of war continues as long as you choose it to continue. But I will tell you that this particular war is a change. It's a change that many never expected would work this way. And while it takes place, I want every old soul listening to this to understand something. You have been elevated in these last months coming out of the shift. You can shorten this war. Mm-hmm. Compassionate action means you take a look at those in trouble and you concentrate on them, not in something solving itself, but you look at what it's going to be like after the resolution when they have peace. See them laughing again, understanding, see them living in peace. That is compassionate action because an ascended light worker, one who can think this way, can actually push the reality of this planet into a more comfortable, peaceful place. Did you know that? That's been proven. That's the field. This is what you can do. That's why you're here. Not to complain that perhaps it wasn't as good as you thought here in 2026, but to understand you came here to work, light worker. Compassion is the key, kindness, and lack of fear. understand that what's going on this planet is brand new. You can feel that. That's where the fear is. What's going to happen next? And you can temper it. Everyone watching this right now, dropping into your heart, seeing those in trouble, out of trouble, don't give them the reason or how it's going to turn out. Don't become political. Just see peace and beauty, perhaps, and some kindness that might even occur between countries eventually when they live in peace for so many years. This is the future, and you're living it. We told you all about it when we got here. We walked you through the shift when it was occurring. And then we showed you very clearly who you were. Light workers, unite in compassion. Put it on the field so it can be felt by everyone on the planet. You're the giants in compassion at the moment. You're the ones who will make a difference on this planet. And it's not political. It's all part of that which is, I would say, the ascension God portion of your soul. It is not religion. It is spirituality. That all of you, every single one of you, can make a difference right now, no matter what you believe with any doctrine. It's intrinsic. It's innate. It comes with the territory of a soul that has been born here at this time. And now you know why. Time to go to work, old soul. I'm crying in love with you all. And so it is.
Have the such, not. At this time, for the highest good of all concerned to happen here and now.
And so it is.
For all life to be supported.
Greetings, children of Ra.
Yes. Greetings, Elsiel.
Yes, there is this merger here. We are both here because the need of the hour has arrived. It is about this. What Lord Crier, a magnetic surface, just talked about lifting the fog of war. Everything that is going on is about this old timeline. Old souls, as we may use that phrase, we have all been here from the very beginning when we said we will be here to the completion of this cycle. Now, that has occurred. We are at the end of this cycle, this shift. 2012 came and went. Now, as it has been brought up, what next? What is next is like the master said, we go to work and loving compassion, kindness, the utmost dignity for every soul that is here working with these energies. It is imperative because the hour is at hand. Our wayward children are going down faster than we have words for. It is so awesome, so auspicious to be here at this time. We are the ones. Might sound like a cliche. It is not. It is the reality of how we can shift this now. Like he said, we can eliminate the fog of war. What is this? Graham Hancock talked about this recently in a video. This is a war on consciousness, trying to separate the heart from the higher realms. Cannot be done. The light is too strong. They are ultimately going down. They are a part of us that maybe had so much trauma, so much darkness that they, for whatever reasons, encountered. It is not just them, it is all of us. I made conscious choices to be here at this very hour. And this is the time where we can change this in the twinkling of an eye. Like Tinkerbell said, think your happy thoughts, joy, ecstasy, bliss. See the people of Iran, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Iraq, UAE. All the countries that are involved here. This is not about nukes. This is about lies. Expose the lie. Expose the truth. As Cheryl has shared with us on these calls. What is happening? Is this energy coming in? Divine government governing this planet at this time. When you encounter these old energies in your lives, and it creates a glitch in the matrix, send the frequencies of the violet ray, the emerald green ray, the sapphire blue ray, all of what's happening right now. 10,000 suns, 10 trillion suns are pouring in to this realm right here. This is why we're here, to do this work, the good work. It is for the greater good of the planet, of ourselves. We are in a symbiotic relationship with this planet. Can't get out of it. It is the mission, this temple of living radiance, this technology right here. This is the most magnificent gift we could speak of at this hour. We are the key. We can shift it right now. Divine love governing this planet at this time, this country. That is why that goddess Columbia sits on the Capitol building. She knows she's not a fiction. She's real, just like Lady Master Liberty. This brings in this divine government that is being overlighted right at this time. It is so very awesome to behold. All the stories that are going on. This is not about nukes. We will repeat it again. No nukes. There will be no nuclear war. They might try to scare us with doomsday stories that need to be put to bed. Everything that is happening is about this accountability for the life forms that have, let's say, chosen a path that is not conducive with love. Yet, ultimately, love is the answer. Within the laws of free will choice, there is the laws of the one sun, one moon, one heart. Love is the answer. Work with the violet flame, the emerald green ray, sapphire blue ray. That is already here, shifting the frequencies. This might seem like an endless cycle, yet it is not. It ends here and now. That is why all the messages that are coming through are saying, see the people of Iran, happy, joyful, no war. As we visualize it, see it in present moment, it is now, it is here. This energy of which we speak, thoughts, they manifest, they hold weight. We can shift this right now in this twinkling of an eye as we work in the next few nanoseconds. It all changes. There are more and more things happening to hold these wayward children accountable for what has occurred here. It is not about revenge of the Sith. It is about love. Vengeance is never the answer. Love is the answer. And what's happening is all the angels, masters, teachers that are coming in already here. They're bringing in the light codes, the frequencies to lift our bodies, temples of living radiance that only ascend into more light, more love, release the old thought patterns. Thoughts are things. They hold weight, like we say. The quantum field is here to help us move into the next stage of evolutionary development, which is called ascension in this present moment now. It is so awesome to behold how more and more folks on this planet are waking up. Work with the violet flame. This power, this technology. This is why we got 7 chakras. 9 stars above our heads. Take a journey into your heart, like Greg Braden talks about. This heart radiance, heart math. Go look up the words, heart math. This is the frequencies of the harmony of the spheres, the coherence that changes everything. This is why we're being already given the keys to the kingdom that we have in our hands. These crystals that are millions of years old, maybe even more than that. Everything that is right in our midst. Earth, air, fire, water, ether, five elements, five animal forms. Study the Tai Chi, Taekwondo, Kung Fu, the ways of the dragon. All the dragons are here. All the rainbow rays. We could go on for eons, yet the time is short. We must be on our way to keep up.
Mother, you're on a roll tonight.
Yes. Kryon stuck a pin in us. It's 13. 13. Like Tanya Gabriel is talking about. Work with the 13. 12 plus 1. We are always there.
And that's Mother's segment's number.
Yes. We come in with that radiant energy of the office of the Christ, Lion of Judah. Work with it. Help this planet ascend. First, this temple, that's the key. You get this in order. Everything else locks into place. You'll see it's already taking place. It goes beyond words. Greetings in the light of the most radiant one. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh.
Adonai, Sabaoth. Kadosh, kadosh,
kadosh.
Adonai, Sabaoth. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. Adonai, Sabaoth.
Yahu,
Yahu,
Yahu. Vote,
vote, Yahweh, Adonai. Vasu Aragas.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Hello.
Greetings, Rama.
Greetings.
So where have you been?
I have been in the New Jerusalem on the bridge. And Captain Ashtar is here, along with the Admiral, Sonic Kumara, Lord Kryon, a magnetic service, Master Hilarion of the Emerald Green Ray, Lord Michael with the Sapphire Blue Ray. It is this time that we do what Lord Kryon, a magnetic service, said. We do the work, and it lifts things higher. It changes. See the people of the Middle East rejoicing with rainbows. This is not fantasy. It is not fiction. It is real. Just as real as I'm here talking through this microphone. Working with the light pouring in. Time is short, as it is said. The hour is at hand. Blaze the violet fire. See you in the light of the most radiant one. Sat Nam. Namaste.
So, freedom at last.
Freedom's holy flame.
Flame.
Yes. No teeth. I passed the talkie stick to you, Raid Bird.
Bang Bird?
It's okay. Oh.
What?
Calling her now.
Hey.
Hey. Pass the talkie stick to you, Lady Master.
Okay. I'll take that talking stick. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for tonight and for all the nights. We're so grateful to have this opportunity to come together this way, listen to Mother and all that's going on, and be the witnesses and the midwives in this amazing time that we're on the planet. So grateful for all of us to be here. And I pass the talking stick back to you.
Thank you. We will see you tomorrow in the light of the most radiant one. Sat Nam. Namaste.
Aloha, everyone.
Aloha nui loa.
Aloha nui loa.